Welcome to That's Feminism, Bro. I'm your host, Bridget Van Buskirk, and together we explore diverse voices in modern female strength. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, I know you have a lot on your plate, so I feel a little bit guilty piling more on. But then again, at the same time, I feel a bit like you've been shirking your duty. And actually, I'm saying you, but I mean we. I feel like we have been shirking our duty. And so I'm going to go ahead and call it like I see it. We women run the show. That's a known entity. This isn't a power women thing. This is just as a feminist, but also as a woman, and also as somebody who spent over a decade in the advertising industry, we women really do run the show. In advertising, we were always advertising to the women. You're either advertising to the group of friends that's a woman, or you're advertising to the group of friends that wants to get the men, or you're advertising to the moms. Most often it's the moms in the family, but it's also the groups. And even sometimes when we are working on work type things like HR things to help build your business, or functions that you can go to as a company to build relationships, it's always, always advertised to the women. So I'm not making this up. If you get the woman, you get the group, you get the family. Even when not the breadwinner, the woman is often the one who makes the decisions like vacations, cars, expenses. So for most of the time, yes, we women have an obligation because people are listening to us and people are looking to us, and we must lead. And I really feel like we haven't been doing that much. It's not only important, it's necessary for you to know what you're doing, to know your why. Why are you doing what it is that you are doing? And as we were told back in our preteen years, because everybody else is doing it, isn't a real answer. I don't really feel guilty reminding you of this because I do think that we women know that. But I do feel a little guilty telling you, you haven't been spending as much time as you should getting comfortable in the or spending as much time as you should really understanding your why. I think actually more so everybody's been getting comfortable in the because everybody else is doing it mode. So instead of really, really doing the work to try and understand why you're making the calls you're making, because it's been so hectic and so busy, and honestly, it's really hard to find what's right, what's truth, what's morally sound, what's safe. We kind of just turn around and just look at what's happening in our tribe. And instead of going to get to the bottom of our why, we're sort of getting comfortable just grabbing that screenshot on social media or catching the headline or reading or listening to part of the interview and then saying, yep, good enough. That person's already on my team, so I trust them. So that's their why. That's more or less my why. I think that's the problem that we have. I especially think that because we only really ever look in our tribe, so that interview, that screenshot, that social media thing, that article, it's almost always of your like-minded belief anyways. And then you're not even digging really into it because you're kind of like, yeah, I agree with this person and they're saying yeah, so I'm saying yeah. And that's sort of where I want us to just pause a little bit and take a step back and do the research. Even if it starts with the article that you trust or the author that you trust, do their research to find out where they got their why so that you can really be answering the question and not just saying, yep, good enough. That must be my why. Because I think deep down, we kind of know we're shirking our responsibility a little bit. So I'm telling you the bad news now, that cheat, it matters. And it at the very least has negative, if not detrimental consequences when we are not trying to understand the path that we're walking on and why we're doing it. I'm not going to say much more today. Instead, I actually want to read you a poem. It's a poem I've thrown out on social media a bunch. I heard it a couple years ago on a podcast and I loved it. And I've since stolen, we've had it up in our house and I pass it on to friends because I think it's, well, it's a good poem, but I also think it's a good thing to sit with. So it's really a cautionary tale about putting in the work to make sure that you understand why you are forging the path you are currently forging. So sit back and relax. This is Sam Foss wrote this, and it's called The Calf Path. One day through the primeval wood, a calf walked home, as good calves should, but made a trail all bent askew, a crooked trail, as all calves do. Since then, 300 years have fled, and I infer the calf is dead. But still he left behind his trail, and thereby hangs my moral tale. The trail was taken up next day by a lone dog that passed that way. And then a wise bellwether sheep pursued the trail over vale and steep, and drew the flock behind him too, as all good weather or good bellwethers often do. And from that day, over hill and glade, through those old woods, a path was made. And many men wound in and out, and dodged and turned and bent about, and uttered words of righteous wrath, because 'twas such a crooked path. But still they followed, do not laugh, the first migrations of that calf. And through this winding woodway stalked, because he wobbled when he walked. This forest path became a lane that bent and turned again. This crooked lane became a road where many a poor horse with his load toiled on beneath the burning sun and traveled some 3 miles in one. And thus a century and a half they trod the footsteps of that calf. The years passed on in swiftness fleet. The road became a village street. And this before men were aware, a city's crowded thoroughfare. And soon the central street was this of a renowned metropolis. And men 2 centuries and a half trod in the footsteps of that calf. Each day 100,000 rout followed the zigzag calf about, and over his crooked journey went the traffic of a continent. 100,000 men were led by one calf near 3 centuries dead. They followed still his crooked way and lost 100 years a day, for thus such reverence is lent to well-established precedent. A moral lesson this might teach, were I ordained and called to preach. For men are prone to go it blind along the calf paths of the mind, and work away from sun to sun to do what other men have done. They followed in the beaten track, and out and in and forth and back, and still their devious course pursue to keep the path that others do. They keep a path, a sacred groove, along which all their lives they move. But how the wise old wood gods laugh, who saw the first primeval calf. Ah, many things this tale might teach, but I am not ordained to preach. That is Sam Foss and the Calf Path, and that's really all I wanted to share with you today. I'm just going to ask you to take a moment to step back and see if you need to keep your eye peeled on any false calf paths in your life. Are they in your relationship or your career or your job or your location? The big, the small decisions that you make every day, are you making them because somebody else made them before you? It's time to look at the paths that we've traversed and make sure that we are taking the most efficient, most thoughtful route, not because somebody before us did or because it's got the brightest lights, but because we know in our heart that this is the path that we are supposed to travel. I'm going to go ahead and say, that's it, guys. That's Feminism Bra. Thanks for sitting in. I would love to hear from you. You can find me on social media with my Facebook, Bridget Van Busker, my Insta at That's Feminism Bra, or contact me via email, thatsfeminismbra@gmail.com, to ask any questions or concerns. If you'd like to support the show, I would totally appreciate that, and we can link up on Patreon. Please take a minute to review, subscribe, and share.